You can price yourself just above the competition because, as humans, we automatically assume that if something is priced higher, then it's usually better. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, as always, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering the topic of how to price your services perfectly and how to get paid more for the exact same amount of work. Yes, I know it sounds too good to be true, but these are the exact same techniques and methods that I've used within my agency over the past decade to price my services perfectly and get the right types of clients, not more clients, but the correct type of clients who are willing to pay more for my service, who are actually going to listen to me and respect my expertise. And the first step to understanding what you should be pricing your services at is to do a little bit of research, a little bit of digging in regards to what other people around your skill level, other freelancers that are around your level, what they are charging. Now, the trick here is to make sure that you are honest with yourself when you're reviewing these other freelancers. Self-awareness is one of the most important skills when it comes to building a business. You need to understand what you're good at, but you also need to understand where you can improve. Because when you can see opportunities for improvement, then it allows you to see very clearly where you need to invest time and where you need to level up. I'll give you a personal example that I experienced whilst building my branding agency, Clementine House. So when I was building the Clementine House website, I looked at our portfolio and for some reason, it just didn't look great. So I researched who the biggest and best branding agency on the earth was, and it seemed to be Pentagram, who have various offices throughout the world. So I spent around 3 hours just looking at their portfolio and noting down what they do correctly, what they do not so well, and how I can build the Clementine House portfolio around the same approach whilst also trying to improve it. Now, you have to have the self-awareness to understand that what you're doing right now is maybe not the best way that it could be done. And it's really important to take time to actually assess what you're good at and what you're not good at, because what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to level up and add more value to your clients and their experience. So you need to be honest with yourself and understand exactly where you are in regards to skill level so that you can reinvest back into learning better skills, understanding where your shortfalls are and where you can improve so that you can deliver more value to your clients. Therefore, they will be willing to pay you more for your time and expertise. So research what others are charging around your skill level, but you first need to understand obviously where your skill level is. Take time to understand this and also make sure you plan how you can level up. So for example, one of the things that I'm currently learning right now is logo animation, because if I look at Pentagram's website, they have started to add logo animation to their brand identity presentations on their portfolio. And we don't have that yet, so I'm starting to invest in learning how to do logo animation so that we can introduce it to our portfolio and therefore we can be up to speed or at least aligned with their level of expertise. It's all about looking for opportunities to level up and get better. And then once you understand roughly what others are charging at your skill level, then you can start to price your services properly. And the thing that I like to do is to price myself just above the competition, because there are three things that you can do to seem like the better and more premium option, therefore the most desirable option. Number one is you can price yourself just above the competition, because as humans, we automatically assume that if something is priced higher, then it's usually better. For example, if we're in a supermarket and we see two bags of coffee, because obviously everyone loves coffee, and if you don't love coffee, then, you know, I do not know how you function. But if we see two bags of coffee in a supermarket and one is priced at $10 and the other one is priced at $2, you automatically assume, even though those two bags could be filled with the exact same coffee, you assume that the $10 bag is far better. So there are lots of benefits of being priced slightly higher, and one of them is the perception that your quality of service is simply better than the others around your price level. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going I'm coming from. The second thing that I would suggest to do is to learn how to sell your service better. I am planning to make an episode about copywriting a little bit later on, but I do need to go into a lot of depth to make sure that you understand it properly. So stay tuned, subscribe, and it will be posted very soon. So by understanding copywriting, you are able to communicate your value, and also you are able to connect with your clients far more effectively. That's going to ultimately have them feel like you are more suited to their needs, and ultimately they're going to be more likely to actually hire you. And then lastly, very, very similar to what I mentioned about Pentagram and me basically copying their portfolio, you need to be able to present your work in the right way. So selling your services and presenting your work are very similar, and they are associated with each other. But at the same time, you need to be able to sell your services, but selling your services is included in being able to present your actual work properly. So I know I say this time and time again, but make sure that you are presenting your work as a process and not just the execution. Don't just show the results, show how you came up with those results, what the brief was that you were initially given by the client, and how you approached that brief to ultimately get the best result possible for your client. And ultimately, if you follow those three steps, you're going to be able to get paid more as a freelancer. And I know these are super simple pieces of advice, but trust me, the most simple advice is the advice that works. It's not about doing the extraordinary things, it's about doing the simple things extraordinarily well. By the way, if you're finding these episodes valuable and you would like me to perhaps do longer episodes which are a little bit more in depth, because I have had a couple of freelancers get in touch with me on Instagram at the Scott Lancaster to basically ask for longer, more in-depth episodes about certain topics, if you'd like that, then please let me know either in the comments or maybe in a review within this actual podcast, just so I can understand exactly what you guys need, because I've got tons of lessons that I want to share with you, but I want to make sure that I'm getting them across in a way that you guys can really drive as much value as possible from them. So let me know if you have a couple of minutes to leave a 5-star review on this podcast. I would massively appreciate it. God bless, have an amazing day, and I will see you in the next episode.